Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Are you calling me back? Is this my callback?
Yes, ma'am. This is the callback.
Oh, okay. I'm calling because of a charge that's on my debit card where I had canceled this account, and I don't understand why it wasn't canceled. I called last month and talked to someone there. I had to call your sister company, too, and it wasn't canceled either. Can you help me?
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
Yeah, it's 45011.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Can I have your first and last name?
It's Sandra Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. You need my address?
Can you verify for me?
Yeah, it's 4141 Hamilton Eaton Road, Lot 95, Hamilton, Ohio, 45011.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ma'am, you say you're calling in to counsel?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. What did you say you were calling in for?
I'm calling in because the account, I called in last month to cancel it, and I'm still being billed on it. I got my credit card statement, my debit card statement, and I'm still being charged the $67.32.
When were you billed?
And I've November 13th.
Okay, ma'am. The account, you called in November 18th to cancel the account, and the account was canceled. I don't understand why you're calling about it. That you were charged on the 12th. You called in on the 18th, and she canceled your account. And I see here when you called in today, and the previous agent refunded you $67.32 in full.
Right. So why am I being charged twice is what I don't understand.
They didn't explain those previous charges to you on why you're being charged. Oh, my gosh.
Not twice, no.
So they did explain it.
Why am I being charged twice? No, I don't understand why I'm being charged twice from two separate companies. One is from Trendy Products, and the other one is Amazing Value. And Amazing Value is who I called, right? Who you picked up the line for. Is that not who I'm talking to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because I'm really confused. Because one charge was $67.32 from Trendy Products, okay, and that was about cookware, okay, that I fell for. The next one was Amazing Value about another thing that I fell for that was five something, and then it was to that I didn't know that you
yes,
got
ma'am.
Charged
$67.32
in October. And then I called to cancel it, and it was not canceled. And now I got another charge for $67.32. So I got charged twice is why I'm calling back.
Yes, ma'am. You got charged twice in the same day because you enter into two separate sweepstakes, one to win the cookware kitchen set and the other was to win assorted kitchen knives or something.
Right, and I canceled both of them back in October because I didn't know that they were sweepstakes that were continuously running. You know what I'm saying? I had no clue. That's why I called last month and canceled them. They said if I didn't cancel them, I'd be charged every month.
Okay, ma'am, I don't see here where you... Yes, ma'am, I don't see here where you called in October. I see where you called in November 18th and you canceled that account.
No, I called in October, honey. The person I talked to just didn't put it in the system because she got mad because I told her you guys were a scam.
Do you know the date that you called in October?
It was right around the same time because this is when I get the statement. I mean, the other, like... She documented it from the Trendy Products.
It's not the same company.
See, and that's why I'm so confused. I kind of thought you were the same company, but I wasn't sure. And
yes,
I just got tripped with what it is. So, you know, I just need that money reversed back because I called last month. I don't know why they wouldn't have put it in there. I don't know. Your calls are recorded. Why can't you pull up the phone call?
Ma'am, it says that you called in on the 18th. I don't see where you called in nowhere in October. I don't see in here nowhere where you called in October. Because if she canceled your account, she would have, you would have never been billed for November.
Yeah, I know. You're right. It all would have been noted there. No, I just made her mad and she didn't do anything.
Do you know her name?
Well, no, sweetheart. That was a month ago and I don't even have my statement from then because I thought it was being taken care of because they wouldn't give me my money back. Okay, the $67.32 that I was charged, plus the $5 and something I was charged on both of these accounts. They would not give me my money back, so I eat both of them, and I told them to cancel both accounts. Why would I don't understand why I would cancel one and not the other.
No, ma'am, the account itself. You called in today. And you...
Yeah, I called in today and talked to Yvonne.
Yes, ma'am.
About the one at Trendy Products for the $67.32. Now, that one was noted on there. The account was to be closed, and for some reason or another, I was still billed.
Ma'am, you was billed on November 12th. You called her on...
Today.
Yes, ma'am, today.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you.
Okay.
What I'm trying to find out is how do I deal with this other $67.32 that was billed to my debit card?
I can offer you a 35% refund.
For what? For something I was not... What am I being billed for? I didn't even receive
because
no product.
It's you enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win.
I didn't enter into nothing. I called last month and canceled it. You are trying to take money and
ma'am,
not provide a product.
Ma'am, you enter into
because
a
your agent did not note it on the account. You're going to take the customer
ma'am,
and
you. Okay, did she say, did she find an account for you? I don't see nowhere in here that you called in for October. Did you call under another number?
I called the same number I'm talking to right now.
513-596?
No, honey. It's 855-457. Yeah, my number, 513-596-5128.
Like I said, man, I don't see here where you called in October.
Honey, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, ma'am.
I really
offer you a 35% for that charge.
Look, can you please help me out? Oh, my God. My account went into negative. Now I've got to pay an overdraft fee. And now, please just help me.
I can offer you that 35%, ma'am.
I know you can do better than 35. I know you can do 50. And I know you can do 75. And I know you can do 100 because
no,
of customer
satisfaction.
No, ma'am,
I can do
35%. Yeah, discredit my account and make sure it is canceled. Because it's a ripoff. You guys are not in Florida, are you?
Yes, we are.
No, oh, so you're a ripoff. You work for companies that rip people off.
Well, ma'am, they did state it in the terms and conditions. Did you read those?
No, they did not. They did not. Please just credit my account and give me the confirmation number, please.
Okay, give me one moment.
I just need to talk to a freaking supervisor is who I need. This is absolutely fucking unacceptable.
Okay, ma'am, I have refunded you back to $24.49. It should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
No, you need to give me my confirmation number.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie, 262-547-212.
That was C. 262-547-212.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.